From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News reports that taxes are likely on the rise in Greene County, where the story says legislators, and I quote, appear headed to approving construction of a new county jail, end quote. Public Safety Chairman William Lawrence is talking as if he has the votes to pass the currently $47 million plus interest project. Lawrence said, and I quote, "We delayed it to put out some information about the jail and the options. We put some frequently asked questions on our website. We've been looking at all of the contingencies to be sure that our package is correct, up to date, and agreeable to most of the legislators who are going to vote for it in September," end quote. But as Lawrence says, only some of the questions about the proposed Greene County Jail are unanswered. The issue seems to break down to how many jobs are saved by building a jail in Greene County instead of sharing costs with Columbia County, and how much exactly taxes will go up for Greene County residents if the construction project is approved. So far, legislators have not had the votes to either move the jail forward or even research the possibilities of a shared facility. Currently, the Greene County Jail is closed as the building in Catskill is unsafe, and officials have made a shared facility agreement with the Columbia and Ulster County jails. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News. David Lombardo in Capital Confidential reports that New York is attempting to dismiss a lawsuit against Governor Andrew Cuomo and the State Department of Financial Services from the National Rifle Association. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood moved to dismiss a lawsuit August 3rd. The NRA accuses state regulators of harming its financial stability and violating the gun advocacy group's First Amendment rights. The motion from Underwood reads, and I quote, "To distract from its involvement in various violations of the law, the NRA brings this action attempting to characterize defendants' lawful acts, including providing guidance to insurers and financial institutions to evaluate and manage risk that might arise from their dealings with gun promotion organizations, as unconstitutional simply because they indirectly affect the NRA," end quote. The NRA says it has lost insurance coverage because of New York's enforcement actions against companies underwriting an NRA-branded insurance program called CarryGuard. This is stopping the organization from maintaining its offices, operating educational programs, or holding rallies and events. Cuomo has been tweeting about the issue, and I quote, "If the NRA goes bankrupt because of the state of New York, they'll be in my thoughts and prayers," end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Bethany Bump reports for the Albany Times-Union that health insurance premiums will rise about 8.6% in 2019 for New Yorkers purchasing their coverage through the individual market. Insurance companies have requested a 24% average individual rate hike next year. Insurance companies claim they are forced to raise rates because of the impending federal repeal of the individual mandate. That part of the Affordable Health Care Act required consumers to purchase insurance or pay a penalty. But Governor Andrew Cuomo directed the State Department of Financial Services to reject any rate increase attributed to the repeal. Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo said, and I quote, "DFS will not allow the federal government's wrongful repeal of the individual mandate penalty to become a self-fulfilling prophecy to make health insurance unaffordable in New York," end quote. Read the full story, including the specific rate increases for 14 companies, at the Albany Times Union website. The next local election is on an odd date, Thursday, September 13th. That's when New York state and local primary elections will be held, now split up from the federal primary, which will be held June 26. The governor's race between Democrat incumbent Andrew Cuomo and actor Cynthia Nixon headlines this primary, and four candidates are vying to win the attorney general's seat after Eric Schneiderman resigned earlier this year. August 19th is the deadline to register by mail or in person for the primary. August the 19th is the deadline to register by mail or in person for this primary. Notices about a change of address must be made to the Board of Elections by August 24th. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.